For this Thursday afternoon, I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This is the Closing Market Report. We're now joined by Mike Tenurum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us today. I sure appreciate that.
Always great being here, Todd. I hope you're having a nice afternoon there.
I am. It would be nicer if it would warm up a little, though I don't think that really is in the offing, other than maybe some warmer temperatures over the next week. But even those don't get all that high. What's your considerations as we go through the next month?
Well, it will turn a little bit warmer later this weekend and through next week. That's primarily because we have two very strong systems that approach. Each one of those will turn winds from the south, and because of that, we will see temperatures warm to above normal levels. But we're not going to see a big warm wave like we'd like to see. We're not going to see highs in the 70s and 80s, which can happen in March, but clearly that's not going to happen for a while. And probably the larger issue is that once we get beyond the next week, it does turn colder again, starting in 7-8 days from now and then continuing into the last week of March. So we're not going to see a big warm up, and we know that March is going to end up colder than normal across a big chunk of the central U.S.
That seems, Mike, like it could be a problem even if we don't get more rainfall, because if memory serves, we've had a pretty wet fall and winter.
Well, in fact, you've never seen anything like this, because we've absolutely smashed some records here going back 125 years. If you look at rainfall over September through February, which we define as autumn and winter meteorologically, the last 6 months were the wettest of that period, going all the way back to before 1895 and 96. And we beat that record by a substantial amount. So this is easily one of the wettest periods of the last 125 to maybe even 200 years across the central U.S., just statistically speaking. So it's real wet. And as noted, we're going to see a lot more rain here over the next week. And then after that, things do start to dry out a little bit. So we have two more major systems to move through, or deal with at least, this weekend and again on Tuesday and Wednesday. But then after that, it won't be completely dry, but it won't be real stormy like it has been.
Even if it's dry, though, I wouldn't think that the evaporation rates would be very high if we don't get much heat.
Well, we're not going to get much heat, because after that second system moves through, we see another dump of cool air, and that's going to keep temperatures considerably below normal all the way into the last week of the month. But keep this in mind, Todd. We tried to look at that data and see if we know how wet it was in the autumn and winter, does that tell us anything about the future weather in the Corn Belt? It doesn't tell us a whole lot. You can isolate out pretty much every single month going forward through the summer, and none of them tend to be particularly on the dry, warm, wet, or cool side. You just kind of see a mix of weather where sometimes it's real warm and you have a problem. Sometimes it ends up staying real cool. Sometimes it stays real wet. I mean, just to give you an example here, 1993 was the big flood year across the Corn Belt, and that indeed was preceded by one of the wettest autumn and winters on record. So that was a problematic year for corn in particular. Yields that year were around 25 bushels per acre below the trend. But keep in mind, 2016, that was only 3 years ago, and that was one of the better yields on record, at around 7 bushels per acre above trend, and rainfall prior to each of those growing seasons was pretty similar. And we see a lot of statistics like that for both corn and soybeans, where you can sure find some poor years, but you also can find some great years. And what that tells us is that all of this rain, although clearly a bit of a problem for pre-planting type of field work and maybe even getting some of the spring wheat planted in the northern plains, it just doesn't mean a whole lot to the big picture, because we can still get out of this situation with, say, a warm April, which has happened in the past, or maybe a warm May. On the other hand, if we don't see that, well, then, you know, we'll have more problems. So, but again, the point is that it doesn't tell us which scenario is coming up.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mike Tenurum with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, and helps us wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.